Did you receive an Amazon Echo or Google Home for Christmas? Well, you can easily use these devices as your Lutheran listening loudspeaker. On Amazon Echo, say, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio. On Google Home, say, Hey Google, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Hey Google, play Lutheran Public Radio. Listen to Lutheran Talk or Lutheran Music 24/7 with Amazon Echo or Google Home. Seems to be like many evangelical congregations have, well, two problems. They got a lot of problems, but two problems when it comes to what their pastors may claim about hearing directly from God. The first problem is just that, that their pastor is claiming to hear directly from God, that he feels free to talk to them about what God might have said to him, apart from Holy Scripture, or maybe even in contradiction to Holy Scripture. But then what do you do when your pastor's revelation from God, his prediction, contradicts another pastor down the street or another big-name pastor out there who also is claiming to hear from God? What do you do with that? It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today we're going to talk about contradictory 2018 prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough joins us, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
So what's the biblical procedure when you have conflicting claims of prophecy?
All right, great question. And I would say the biblical procedure is to slow everything down and question whether or not either of them are hearing from God. Because I want you to consider this. Every time really God has spoken and it has been recorded in a medium that that lends itself towards keeping it, such as writing it down, if it's genuinely a word of God, then it is binding on every believer, whether they are an Old Testament believer in the coming Messiah, or we are a New Testament believer in the Messiah who has come and has died and risen again and has now ascended and sits at the right hand of the Father. That all words from God, because God's words do not return to him void, are words that we are all bound, duty-bound as Christians, to believe, defend, act on, and things like this. So the idea is that when anybody comes to you claiming to be receiving direct revelation from God, I think the right procedure is going to be a little bit painful. Let me explain. We must first quarantine said person. We need to make sure that they are not off their rocker, that they are not suffering from a mental illness. And then we must do an IRS-style audit of all of their doctrine and their theology and what they believe, teach, and confess before we should even allow them to say, "Thus saith the Lord." I think we've got to do our due diligence, and I'm pretty sure once we've done that, that'll pretty much rule everybody out. But and then if they can somehow pass muster for all of that, then we've got to check their credentials. Is this lining up with the Word of God? And you're going to note that since we have to test prophecies against the written Word of God, it kind of begs the question, why do we need ongoing prophecies? Because people who are prophesying today claim they take a biblical text out of context and they say, well, God does nothing until he first reveals it to his prophets. And so they claim to be receiving these words from God. And so part of this idea of the routine that they go through at the beginning of every year, where we have these new revelations from God for the forthcoming year, they claim, well, God does nothing unless he first reveals it to the prophets. We got all these people running around with either vague or unfalsifiable or verifiable prophecies. But we actually are going to bring up today prophecies that are legitimately contradicting each other. How do we know what's going on? And if you really want to really do the due diligence on this, I recently gave a lecture called Debunking the Two Pentecostal Distinctives. And I'm basically going to argue that the two Pentecostal distinctives, their claim that there is a second baptism of the Holy Spirit as evidenced by speaking in tongues, automatically rules out everybody in the charismatic and Pentecostal movements who buy into that, because that is a demonstrably false doctrine. And that's actually at the root, at the very foundation of all of their theology. So I have no confidence whatsoever that anybody in these movements are actually hearing from God. I think the right procedure is to sit there and say, are you holding to these Pentecostal and charismatic distinctives? Yeah, we already know you're not hearing from God. I think that's a better way of approaching it.
So let's go straight to the examples. What's first, Chris?
All right, so we're going to hear from the apostolate. I think that's the right way of talking about a female apostle. Cindy Jacobs and the word of the Lord that she revealed for 2018 just this past Sunday.
Well, you ready to hear about 2018? Say yes. I'm so glad because it's going to be a remarkable, remarkable year. God is getting ready to do such things as you cannot imagine. And I am so excited about this word. You know, sometimes as a prophet, you almost don't want to give the word for the next year because it's not really a good word. It's like you're going, I don't think I want to give that at all. But, we're exhorters, and so we give, the encouraging word, the thing that, will help you make it through that terrible year. 2017 was a difficult year, huh? Anybody? Was it a difficult year? I mean, I've had more people tell me I am not sorry to close the door on that year. I mean, think about what's happened in America, the floods, the fires, the shaking, the division of the nation in many ways, people on all kinds of sides, even though we are the United States. And regardless what side you're on or how you feel, it's been a difficult, difficult time. And we need to commiserate with each other. We need to love each other. But this coming year is a different kind of year.
All right, Chris, with about a minute here before we take our break, what are your initial thoughts?
All right, so she's claiming that 2018 is going to be a remarkable year, and if you hear the rest of the prophecy, which takes her about a half hour to kind of spew out, she claims to be the spokesman for a group of prophets and apostles called the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, and they've all commiserated and have heard from the Holy Spirit, and their claim is that 2018 is going to be amazing. It's going to be a remarkable year. You're going to be the head, not the tail. It's not going to be at all like the difficulty we experienced in 2017.
More on the other side of the break, dealing with the contradictory prophecies for 2018 coming out of Pop American Christianity. Chris Roseborough is our guest.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We're talking about contradictory 2018 prophecies. Chris, before the break, we heard from Cindy Jacobs. She is, you said, an apostolate, and she calls herself a prophet. How does the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders determine what God is saying for the upcoming year? I mean, do they get together and have a vote, or what's going on?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's a by invitation only event, and it's held once a year, and oftentimes they fly to exotic locations to have these so-called prophets all meet together, but they all meet in the same room. Usually it's late October, sometime in November. In years past, they've met in Jerusalem and other places like that. Apparently it's easier to hear from God if you're in Jerusalem. And they fill a big room. I mean, it's kind of this ginormous boardroom, and they all share what they think God is saying for this moment, and they kind of collect it all up together and find a way to kind of in an amalgam, mush it all together, that this is what the Lord is saying for the upcoming year. And they try to be the more specific, but what's interesting is that when the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders speak, that prophecy for the year doesn't have any one person's name on it. They've collectively all agreed on it, and different members may give specific words that they claim they're hearing directly from God, But oftentimes it becomes this kind of weird, vague, hard to disprove kind of thing. But Cindy Jacobs is their spokesman, and she always kind of delivers it with a shrill voice and a lot of passion and zeal that can generally, you know, peel the paint off of a house that's within earshot of her. But you kind of get the idea. So that's really how they pull that off.
All right, so Cindy Jacob, who claims to be hearing from God as both a prophet and an apostle, says 2018, banner year. What's the next example have to say?
Okay, Jim Baker, who also claims to hear directly from God. This was from his 2018 New Year's Eve broadcast talking about what he's hearing from God.
We're in such a time of grace, but it's the time of being prepared for what's coming.
Amen.
And it's coming suddenly. Suddenly it's coming. And God spoke to me we would have a year of great distress, and it would begin this period of time. And think of what we've been through in these last years. And God is trying to turn it around for us. And over half of America don't want it turned around.
That's right.
They want what we're doing. They want to kill our unborn children. They want to do the things that God says, don't do these things. I believe with all my heart that the beginning of sorrows has already started. I believe we're in that time. Matthew 24:7 says, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines. That means no food to eat, actually, in the modern English translation. And there'll be pestilences. They're here now.
Yes.
This year, the news this year has, you know, and out in the West, they're building tents.
That's right, FEMA.
To isolate people because it's coming, and
because
it's coming.
Because of hepatitis A and B.
Hepatitis A.
But so much is happening in these events that are taking place. And North Korea is capable of everything that our enemies have done in the past altogether.
Mm, yeah.
And you got to watch the Olympics. I haven't talked about it. I've even written it down, but God's been saying, pray for that the Olympics, that they're planning. This isn't from science. This is from what I feel God has spoken to me. They're planning a major, major event in the Olympics that will bring terror to this world and to all of it.
Okay, Cindy Jacobs says, great banner year, and the rest of her apostolic council that she heads and speaks for.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Baker says, I mean, I have to think that maybe Jim Baker's is a little more realistic, but Jim Baker's is the opposite. He seems to be looking into a different crystal ball.
Right, talking to a different spirit altogether. The Holy Spirit that he claims to be speaking to says it's going to be 2018, a year of distress. He's prophesying a potential terror attack at the Winter Olympics this year. He's talking about famine and food shortages and hepatitis. And, you know, one has to wonder if, you know, because his primary source of income is selling survival supplies and food buckets and things like that. If maybe that has something to do with what he's hearing from God.
Yeah, you think.
I seem to recall there's a couple texts in Scripture, like, you know, 2 Peter 2, talking about those who twist God's word in order to make a buck and teach for shameful gain things they ought not to teach. I'm a little cynical when it comes to Jim Baker, but you're going to note he's claiming to hear from God, and he's saying the exact opposite of Cindy Jacobs. And we've noted on our program that there's quite the juxtaposition going on this year. It's like, I almost feel like we have to get out some dueling banjo music. You know, it's going to be great. It's going to be terrible. You know, it's kind of that, it's back and forth, but boy, God is either schizophrenic, inconsistent, or nobody's hearing actually from God. I think that's the best way you can put it.
All right, let's see. You brought another example. What direction is it going to take us off into?
All right, now we have two people we're going to be hearing from. First, the Apostle Rick Joyner, which is funny because Rick Joyner's on the board of directors for Jim Baker's program. No joke. And so we're going to be hearing from the Apostle Rick Joyner, and then we're also going to be hearing from Christian Harfouche, who's another popular prophecy type person, and they're both saying the same thing, at least in that this sense.
2018, and it is going to be one awesome year. You know, this is the beginning of the rest of our life. But I think it's going to be one of the greatest years overall that we've ever had in our lifetime in many, many ways.
Here's the word for you today. Your prophetic word that I'm going to talk about is God is going to give you divine skillfulness that you will not only see, but you will know what you're seeing. You have not put your best days behind you. You are arriving to the best hour of your Christian life. You have not seen the best yet. The best is now coming upon you. You're stepping into acceleration, performance, abundance, overflow in your life.
Okay, so apparently Jim Baker hasn't consulted with Rick Joyner.
No. Nope.
And really hasn't consulted with the last fellow we heard from there.
I don't know how many people who consult with him, with Christian Harfouche, but you're going to know it again. Which is it? I mean, this seems to, you know, there's no consistency here from these prophets, and yet the big claim from the charismatic movement is that, you know, over the last 20 years, God has restored to the church the missing office of apostle and prophet. And so these guys are operating from that assumption that, you know, for whatever reason, the church did something wrong and maybe grieved the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit kind of disappeared for a couple of thousand years. But thankfully, you know, thanks to, you know, people like Rick Joyner and Mike Bickle and Cindy Jacobs and the late C. Peter Wagner and others, Bill Hammond, you know, their claim is that God now has mercifully restored to the church the whole, what they call the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and things like that. And so the churches where you have people speaking in this way, they claim that this is a vital part of Christianity that has recently been restored in our lifetimes, Todd. And what we're hearing from them, you know, in this restored prophetic office, number one, how do I plan my life around this? And number two, which prophecy am I supposed to be listening to? You know, if I were a charismatic, I would be scratching my head, not knowing what to do at this point.
Before we take a break, is this kind of thing in Pop American Christianity kind of siloed off enough that I'm not necessarily listening to Cindy Jacobs and then flipping over to Jim Baker or listening to Rick Joyner? I may not be seeing the blatant contradiction between these claimed prophecies.
No, they're not. That's the weird thing. What's really funny is if you were to like go to the ElijahList.com, that's the big prophecy clearinghouse right now that people in the charismatic movement go to is the ElijahList. And, you know, and Rick Joyner and Jim Baker and Cindy Jacobs all kind of hang their hat on the ElijahList and get their stuff published there. If you were to go through just the prophecies for 2018 from the ElijahList, you would find that the contradictory prophecies are not cordoned off from each other. They're all thrown into the same bucket, and which kind of begs the question, what does somebody who believes that all these people are hearing from God do when these people's words from the Holy Spirit clearly are not saying the same thing, but are saying polar opposite ideas? I don't know how a charismatic is going to reconcile all of that? And then if you were to just kind of bundle all of the different words coming from all of these different sources, you know, and put it into one paragraph, it would sound like a jumble of non-lucidity. You know, it would kind of go along the lines, 2018 is the year, as a remarkable year of a suddenly desperate time of famine, breakthrough, and acceleration into your suddenlies. And it turns into this goulash of just verbal manure. It doesn't mean anything. And yet they claim that this is a vital thing for the church to have, that God needs, that, you know, that the church needs these prophets, and they serve a vital role in the body of Christ. And I don't see it. I see no worth to any of this nonsense.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. When we come back, we will see one more example of the contradictory 2018 prophecies from Kent Christmas. Folks, as your children, grandchildren, and godchildren head back to college during this Christmas break, be sure to connect them with LCMSU. LCMSU supports Lutheran students as they face countless challenges to their biblical worldview, to their doctrine, ethics, and their practices. Check them out at lcms.org/LCMSU. That's lcms.org/LCMSU. You. When we come back, we're going to hear from one more prophet heading off in yet another direction.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
All theology is Christology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
This is Pastor Donald Jordan welcoming you to Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico, California. We stand upon the inspired, inerrant Word of God and preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Students at Chico State and Butte College are welcome to our college group. Our divine service is at 10 and Sunday school at 9. We are located at 750 Moss Avenue, and our website is redeemerchico.org.
Answering objections, defending the faith. Evolution or creation, transgenderism, and homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd, at Faith Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. Learn more at worldviewsa.org. This conference features Issues Etc. guests Dr. Jan Lohmeyer and Pastor David J. Weber. The San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd, worldviewsa.org.
This is the point of any habit, is far from constricting your freedom. It's actually setting you free. These habits enable us to actually live in the freedom that's ours as the children of God.
How do we teach the child to love the law without teaching the child they have to keep the law in order to be loved?
The Calvinist tradition takes it as truth that since the finite cannot contain the infinite, then the Lord cannot be present in the way that he says he is in the Lord's Supper, saying, this is my body.
But the Bible comes to us first as a history text. The creation of the world in 6 days, and the creation of Adam and Eve, of the creation of Eve from the rib of Adam, these things are presented to us as plain historical facts.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Those little snippets, you'll hear the entire soundbites that they come from, and then your vote's going to decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll also give away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about the contradictory 2018 prophecies. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We have one more example here. Who is it going to be?
This is Kent Christmas, and I'll just let this prophecy speak for itself. It's nothing like Rick Joyner or Cindy Jacobs, that's for sure.
The Lord says that I am now taking hold of the reins of the nations in the earth and of my body and the church. The season of men being in charge is over, and I am now going to perform my word of my prophets that they have declared for generations. To those in my house who are believers but have left your first love, either return unto me your passion, or I'm going to remove your candlestick and I will give it to another. And the light of my presence will no longer be in your life because you did not value the presence of the Lord. For Christians who no longer value my presence anymore and are lukewarm, and my house has not been a priority in your lives, I am going to withdraw from you this coming year, says the Lord. I am now going to remove my protection that I have had in your lives and in your house and over your family, says the Lord. And when you cry out to me, I will not answer you in that day. For Christians who have known my holy presence and have been filled with my spirit, but have put no value on that privilege, I am 2018 beginning to remove my presence from them, and they will no longer even feel convicted for the ways that they go in that are no longer right. I have never asked my children to be perfect, just to be holy, not to love the world or the things that are in the world, but to love me first. When the lukewarm have sold their souls for in the church, I'm now going to take from them. I'm going to give it to my children who have lived for me at any cost. There's going to be a great change in the value system in the house of God. I am not releasing this word, says the Lord, because I'm looking for people to repent. I am releasing this word because I'm absolving myself of the blood of the lukewarm on the day that you stand and look in the eyes of your holy Father. So he who is holy, let him be holy still, and he who is unclean, let him be unclean.
I was going to say quoting Johnny Cash there at the end, but Johnny Cash was quoting the Bible. It sounded an awful lot like the first couple chapters of the book of Revelation to me.
Yeah, it sounded, he was definitely riffing off of the Apostle John in Revelation, that's for sure. But you know, those of you who are, you know, moderate, lukewarm and stuff like that, oh yeah, it's not going to be a good year for you, according to the prophecy given to Kent Christmas. Yeah, in fact, you'll note that he said some things in there that made you scratch your head. One of them was where he claims God said, I never told my people to be perfect, just to be holy, which kind of begs the question, what is the qualitative difference between that? But I seem to recall Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount saying, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. There is a text where we're actually admonished, you know, and it's a law text to be perfect, and you sit there and go, well, I'm not doing that. Yeah, well, that's the point, is that the law shows that you are not keeping the law and you need to repent and be forgiven. It shows your need for the gospel. But there were some things that Kent Christmas said in there that were clearly contradicting what clear passages of Scripture say. And, but, you know, kind of sum it all together then. I mean, you know, pick your poison at this point. Is it going to be a remarkable year, or is it going to be the year of sorrows? Is it going to be the year of divine skillfulness and acceleration, or is it going to be the year that, you know, God's presence is removed from you because of how tepid you are? And so I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It just none of these people seem to be agreeing. What am I supposed to do in a situation like this?
You know, I'm picturing kind of, this will never happen, but it would be very entertaining. They have these, you know, like Eminem in his movie 8 Mile, they go and they kind of do these rap battles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get up on stage and one guy does his thing and they kind of are throwing shade at each other in rap form. They do it. Celebrities do it on TV now.
Yeah.
They do these kinds of things. Why don't the evangelicals just get all these four or five, six, I think we have people here, together on stage, hand them the microphone, and let them do their prophecy off?
Yeah, so we could do a prophecy rap battle, you know, and you know, I don't even think you need to put them on the same stage. I think somebody who has some skills with an auto tuner and you know, could probably work out some kind of a tune and put this together as a YouTube video. And I think it would strongly make the point that we got a problem here, Houston, and that is that the charismatics claim that we need these prophets and that God doesn't do anything without revealing it to the prophets. All these people claim to be prophets and hearing directly from God. None of these people are actually saying the same thing. None of them are in sync. They are literally contradicting themselves, and we've got a prophecy battle going on. And yeah, which basically tells me the whole concept is corrupt from beginning to end. The charismatic movement is apostate, and their pneumatology and their beliefs regarding restored prophets and apostles are patently false, not only biblically, but even in practice. These people are just trafficking in absurdities, and none of the things that any of these people have said are things that I'm going to have to hang my hat on, and I feel like I now have the inside scoop on what God is up to. You know, no, I'm just going to have to walk it out day by day, and God's going to do his thing. And I don't need these prophecies because the prophecies I have in Scripture tell me that Jesus is returning. And he'll be here soon enough. I don't know when. It could be in my lifetime. It could be many centuries from now. But I know what the future is. And the future is that Jesus himself is going to return in glory to judge the living and the dead. And he's going to make a new heavens and a new earth. And the heavenly Jerusalem is going to come down from heaven. And as Revelation said, God is going to make his dwelling place now with man. And so I know the future. The prophetic words given in Scripture are very comforting. And I don't need these modern day prophets. I have the apostles and prophets that wrote this stuff down in Scripture, and they all agree with each other. It's fascinating when you see how Ezekiel and Isaiah and Daniel and the apostle John and the apostle Paul, they are saying the exact same thing about the future. And because I am certain that these men heard from God, the future that they have painted is an amazing one. And to that I say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. I cannot wait for these prophecies to ultimately find their fulfillment in the return and our being able to visibly see the face of Jesus on that day. It's going to be just awe-inspiring. It's going to be amazing.
Real quickly, about 30 seconds, you deal a lot with people who come out of this stuff, and some of them are still a little bit on the fence on some of this stuff. What do they say when you point out how even the brightest lights in the prophetic movements disagree with one another?
You know, it kind of depends if they're ready or not to open up their Bible. That's what it comes down to. If they're opening up their Bibles, then oftentimes the first thing that they're going to experience is anger at me for pointing this out. But if they can get past that, then what ends up happening is that they realize, oh my goodness, I've been deceived and made merchandise of. And over and again, we love getting the emails from people who say, you know what, I thought you were the biggest jerk in the whole world, and then I opened up my Bible and found out that you were telling me the truth. Where can I go to hear the truth? And we do a lot of referral work over at Fighting for the Faith and Pirate Christian Radio, and it's always wonderful to be able to send somebody like this to a good Lutheran church. And we always tell them, meet with the pastor first. Sit down with him and ask him all of these tough questions and require him to back everything up from Scripture. And those Lutheran pastors who receive these people because of referrals from us, you know, we even get emails from them thanking us, and we get photographs all the time from people who say things like, Pastor Roseborough, my wife and I and my whole family were just confirmed at such and such Lutheran church, and we cannot even begin to thank you enough. And so although, you know, what we're doing here seems a little rough and tumble and might seem a little bit snarky, ultimately this is about opening people's eyes to what Scripture really says, because these false prophets and false apostles are literally wolves in sheep's clothing, and they are enslaving these people rather than setting them free. They are not assuring them of what Christ has done, and they're not pointing them to Jesus. They're pointing them to all this nonsense and gobbledygook, and it creates kind of a prison of the mind and soul that's very difficult for them to find their way out of. And so we're trying to shine the light of God's truth from Scripture to show that these people are patently false prophets. You need not listen to them or worry about them. Let us point you to the real prophets like Isaiah, like Malachi, like Jeremiah, and even the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul, and look at what they have heard from God and how amazing it is and how it's all tied into and points directly to Jesus. That's the best part of it.
More contradictory 2018 prophecies on Fighting for the Faith tonight?
No, not tonight. Tonight we are going to be doing a think along episode as we kind of take a look at a particular procedure that people in the charismatic movement engage in, as far as these weird narratives that have nothing to do with scripture and how their personal experiences and testimonies come with a theology attached to it, but it's a theology that's contradicted by scripture.
You can listen to Chris Rosebro and Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Rosebro is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and he's host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
The latest Issues Etc. journal, which is online and absolutely free, has an article that I've written in the form of a letter, a Lutheran letter to ex-evangelicals, speaking about those ex-evangelicals. I would like ex-evangelicals to know what they're getting into when they come to Lutheranism, not simply to come to Lutheranism because it seems like a good stopping point or it's kind of your rebound religion when you leave this terrible false doctrine in evangelicalism. Know what you're getting yourself into, and that's what that letter is all about. You can read it for yourself in the latest Issues Etc. journal right there at our website, issuesetc.org. Click the red button to subscribe. You enter your email address. We send you the journal absolutely free. When we come back, it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943.
Each month, the Lutheran Witness magazine brings together leading thinkers and writers to cover a range of vital topics relating to Christian life and faith, culture and theology. So whether your 2018 New Year's resolution is to read more widely, think more broadly, or grow more deeply in your faith, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's flagship magazine can help. Subscribe today at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on your family, your church, or your world, but didn't know where to begin? Concordia University, Wisconsin has an innovative, free online course for you entitled Philosophy Kata Christan. These six engaging video sessions are taught by noted Lutheran philosopher, lecturer, author, and pastor, Dr. Gregory Scholes. Learn more by clicking the Kata Christan logo at issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star, shine with God's bright glow.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.